Texans Today time on the final day of the draft. Dick Scherfield, Drew Doherty. The Texans wrap things up with a slew of picks. They move around. Overall, they get some guys who they think add depth to this ball club.
Five picks on the final day of the 2013 draft for the Houston Texans. And four of those coming in the sixth round after they made a trade to get back out of the fifth round. Then another trade to move up higher in the sixth round. Get David Questenberry, offensive tackle from San Jose State, who they really liked. But it started with the fourth round pick, Trevardo Williams. Outside linebackers with Hill play coming out of UConn. A nice pass rusher. Then they finish it with four guys in the sixth round, starting with Questenberry.
Yes, on second down, let's get to Williams. We'll expand on him. He's a guy who is explosive and gives the Texans a lot of flexibility at the linebacker spot after they take Sam Montgomery, combined with the guys they have there on the roster.
Yeah, that's back-to-back outside linebacker picks for the Texans. Both of those guys, Montgomery, their third rounder from LSU, and Williams, they played defensive end in college, but Williams actually told us on a conference call he played a lot standing up, and that's where he feels like he's at his best, a natural two-point stance type of rusher, and he had double-digit sacks both of his last two seasons. A very interesting guy, though. Developmental is the way Texans linebackers coach Reggie Herring described him, but he's got speed, a lot of speed, 4.4, 4.5 in the 40-yard dash, 6'1", 240 pounds or so, also ran in the 100 meters in high school, clocked in the 10.5, so very impressive speed on this guy, a very interesting athlete.
On third down, it's a very interesting pick as well at nose tackle. They take Chris Jones out of Bowling Green, and he was the MAC player of the year defensively, Rick Smith's favorite player to watch in the draft after the first few rounds.
Yeah, every year John McClain of the Houston Chronicle will ask Rick Smith and Gary Kubiak at their end of draft press conference who's a player to watch out for late in the draft that you really like. Chris Jones, the guy that Rick Smith named in that regard this time around, and defensive tackle, he's got good size, 6'2", 300 pounds or so. 12 and a half sacks last year at Bowling Green, and a guy that Jones said, he's got a motor that never stops and he hates being blocked and tries to do everything he can to avoid that. So could be a guy who has a really good chance at sticking here, considering the Texans haven't re-signed Sean Cody, Earl Mitchell, primed to start, but Jones could vie for a prominent role on this team as well.
Yeah, and on fourth down, there's another interesting pick from a smaller school. You get a wide receiver who also has return ability. Talk about the youngster from Jacksonville State.
Alan Bonner, the wide receiver, he's 5'10", about 195 pounds, ran in the 4.5s in the 40, but Gary Kubiak named him as a player to watch late in the draft, said he thinks he's got tremendous upside, has got a lot of special qualities to him. Kubiak said he loved watching him work at the NFL Scouting Combine, just the way he goes about his business, the way that he runs his routes, everything that he does. He's a guy who could be one to watch, and he'll get a chance to work on returns as well, along with Keyshawn Martin and some of the other Texans players. He did that at Jacksonville State, and a guy coming from a small school off the radar who could make a splash perhaps on this team.
Fitting that you say splash, because it was a wet, wet Saturday. Flash flood warnings all around. Nick, thanks so much for your time, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today.